The reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 27. And that's to be found on page 1067 in the New Testament section of the Church Bible. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 27. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Patsy. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that you'll be with us now as we look at this passage. Give us open ears and hearts to hear what you have to say to each one of us. May we be more like the woman at the well, willing to share our stories with the people we meet. Amen. Now, if you were here last Sunday morning when David was speaking, can I just assure you, I'm not just going to repeat his sermon, and I did write this before he started, when he started talking about imagine walking into a room full of people. I promise you, I had already written the start of my sermon. Imagine walking into a room full of people, all complete strangers. A few weeks ago at work, I went to a conference with a whole bunch of tax professionals. Yes, I've moved from pensions to tax. There was around 300 people there, and I think it's probably one of the most daunting things I have had to do at work. I know very little about tax. I've only been working at Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs for about 4 months, and here I was, walking into a room of complete strangers. What on earth would I talk about? I didn't even have the comfort of a fellow colleague to stick to. I was on my own. So with a deep breath, I walked into the room. And as I looked round, I could see groups of people who clearly knew each other. So what did I do? Did I boldly go up and introduce myself? Did I hover on the edge of a group and hope they'd introduce themselves and draw me into the conversation? No, I spotted the seating plan and went over to look at it because I thought doing something was better than speaking to people. Once I did start talking, it was okay. The strategy I approached was, I'll ask all the questions, then you can't ask me and discover I know nothing. Are you ever lost for words? Are you ever in a situation where you just don't know what to say, what to talk about? Well, this morning we'll discover that as Christians, we all have something to say. We have our stories of how we became Christians and how Jesus is working in our lives today. And we'll see the impact that sharing our stories may have. We're looking at the story of the woman at the well, and we'll see how her encounter with Jesus not only changed her life, but had a much wider impact on those she met afterwards. We'll see how talking to people about Jesus doesn't need us to have an in-depth theological knowledge, that we don't even have to have been Christians for very long before we share our faith, and that we really have nothing to fear because we all have something to say. Now, before I turn to our passage, I just want to spend a few minutes looking at the verses before, at the start of the story, and the relevance to what we're thinking about this morning. So the chapter begins with Jesus on his way to Galilee with the disciples. They come to a town called Sychar, and he decides to stop for a rest. So he sits down beside a well. The disciples who are with him go off into town to buy food. And as Jesus rests, a woman arrives to fetch water. So what's unusual about that, you might be thinking? Well, the Bible tells us it was about the sixth hour, and that would be around midday. So scorching hot, and here was the woman walking out from the town to the well to collect water. Why doesn't she come in the evening, not only when it's cooler, but when other women would be there for a chance to chat? Because this woman was separated from society. As we discover a bit later in the passage, she's been married 5 times and now lives with a man but isn't married. Whether she's been cast out by society or is ashamed of her life, we don't know. But for whatever reason, she comes alone to the well when she thinks no one else will be around. She is a Samaritan woman and Jesus a Jewish man. And according to society's rules, they should have ignored each other. But as we know, Jesus doesn't always obey the rules. And so we see him start a conversation by asking for a drink. A natural, non-threatening conversation starter. Just something to get the woman engaged. And once the conversation has started, Jesus moves it to share the gospel with her. Now that conversation is a whole sermon on its own. It's such a wonderful passage. And Jesus talks to her. He knows everything about her. Her past, and even in spite of her past, he wants her to hear the gospel. For us, this is a reminder that we are all called to share the gospel with all kinds of people. The good news is for everyone, no matter what they have done in their lives before. The woman tries to change the subject. How can you ask me for a drink? She's a Samaritan, he's a Jew. Jews would be ceremonially unclean if he had used the cup handled by a Samaritan. But Jesus ignores the distraction and continues the conversation. He's not going to be distracted from sharing the gospel. Another lesson to us, to persevere with people we talk to or invite to church. Here, Jesus continues the conversation. But for us, we may leave it for another time. We may go away and come back and talk to the person later. However we do it, we should keep trying. And the other thing that struck me about this conversation is that Jesus makes it relevant to their situation, comparing the still water of the well that will quench for a short time and the streams of living water from God that quench thirst forever. Those waters give eternal life. And it's through this conversation that the woman realizes she is talking to Jesus, the Messiah they've been waiting for. What an incredible encounter. This woman's life was transformed in a moment. And the woman was so excited about what she'd heard, she went rushing back to the town to tell the people, even leaving behind her water jar. She couldn't wait to go and share the good news. She went from skulking in the shadows, avoiding people, to someone who wanted to talk to everyone and anyone. Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And there we have in one verse what we should say. This woman simply told her story. She shared her testimony with others. But think about how she must have done this. It wasn't just what she said, There must have been something in the way that she said it that caught people's interest. There must have been enthusiasm, passion, excitement in her voice for people to follow her out of the town to meet this man, Jesus. Don't you find that if you talk to someone or someone talks to you about a subject with enthusiasm and interest, it's much easier to listen to than someone who talks in a monotone, boring voice? How are you when you talk about God, when you share your story? Do you do it with enthusiasm? This is how I became a Christian. This is what my faith means to me. This Samaritan woman at the well is such a good example to us. She shows us simply we have to tell our story. She shows us how we should tell our story. And she shows us that you don't have to have been a Christian for a long time to be able to share your story. She had met Jesus just for a few minutes and immediately afterwards went off sharing the gospel with as many people as she could. And she did this by simply telling people what had happened to her. We can all do that. We all have a story about how we became Christians. We might think it's dull and boring compared to this woman who met Jesus and had a one-to-one conversation with him. But I think the ordinariness of someone's testimony can have a huge impact on people who do not know Jesus. Whilst I love to hear about a miraculous conversion, they don't happen very often. For many, like me, becoming a Christian was a long journey. I was brought up going to church. I even considered myself a Christian. But it was only when I went on a Christian fellowship weekend at uni and we were studying James chapter 2 when I realised I hadn't given my whole life to Jesus. I had faith, but I was doing nothing with it. And I knew I had to change how I lived. And that was when I truly let Jesus into my life. Not much of a story, is it? But what I've found over the years in sharing it is that people who aren't Christians realise that it isn't always an immediate change. It doesn't have to be a road to Damascus experience. That getting to know Jesus takes time. Letting him into your life can happen in stages. It makes it feel more real, more achievable. For me now, it's more about sharing what God is doing in my life at the moment, rather than necessarily always sharing about how I became a Christian. Sharing how God is with me in the hard times. When someone says something like, "I don't know how you coped with that," I can take the opportunity to say, "I know I have God with me. I have friends praying for me. Or I found this particular verse in the Bible really helpful." Just tell your story. There's no deep theological knowledge needed here. There's no need to be able to quote pages and pages of the Bible. Just an ability to share what happened and how God was with you at that time. We can all do that, can't we? And it's about doing it in a way that makes people interested. It's being like the Samaritan woman who was so excited that she forgot she just avoided people and wanted to share the good news that she had met Jesus. What I love about this passage and what also makes it scary is it gives us no excuses. We have to share the good news, regardless of how long we have been a Christian, regardless of how great our theological knowledge is, we just have to tell our story. And then invite people to meet Jesus themselves. Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. After sharing her story, the woman invites those she was talking to come and meet Jesus for themselves. And that's all we have to do. We are not responsible for someone becoming a Christian. God does that. As we heard in the very first sermon in this series, the parable of the sower, some seed fell on stony ground, some on good ground. Some people will say no to our invitation. Some people won't be interested in our story. That's fine. We've done our bit. But the important message from this story is to tell people that what Jesus has done for us and then invite them to where they can hear the gospel and meet Jesus for themselves. So let's go back to our Samaritan woman. Many of the townsfolk responded to her story. They came out from the town and made their way towards him, towards Jesus. This woman's testimony had clearly stirred up interest, and people wanted to see Jesus for themselves. And for me, this is the really challenging bit. I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone about my story who has then wanted to rush and meet Jesus for themselves. What I do find, though, is that people often want to have a conversation and want to know more, and so we'll have a chat. Sometimes it'll lead to an invitation to church. If you're at work, it'll often be a carol service. Or on one occasion, when I worked over near St. Paul's, one of my colleagues was saying how they'd never been inside, but that it was very expensive to visit. So I simply said, I know a way we can go without paying, and that's to go to a service. I offered to go with her, and she agreed, so we went one evening after work. In sharing our story, we need to be prepared to offer the invitation to come and meet Jesus. It was the woman's testimony that initially caused the townsfolk to want to know more. It was her story that made them leave their homes and go and find Jesus. In verse 39 it says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. But when they met Jesus and heard his teaching, they believed for themselves. We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know this man really is the saviour of the world. Meeting the woman was the first step in them becoming Christians, but they had to meet Jesus for themselves and believe for themselves. They had to know that Jesus is the saviour of the world by hearing from him. Now today we aren't able to invite people to speak to Jesus directly as the Samaritans did. And that's why it's so important that we invite people to church, to a place where they will hear the gospel preached and where they can meet Jesus for themselves. Now, our first step might be to invite someone to one of our week groups or a social event. And that's just as important because that's the first step towards them meeting Jesus. It's an opportunity for them to discover that we're quite normal, I think, that we do have fun, that church isn't scary. It's an opportunity to meet and chat with other Christians. And if who they meet are a group of enthusiastic, warm, friendly and welcoming people, who knows, they may want to stay and find out more for themselves. This story is so full of challenges and encouragement for us today. We all have a story to tell. If you're not yet a Christian, you can maybe talk to your friends about why you're coming to church. And you're surrounded by a whole bunch of people who'd be more than happy to share their testimony with you. Just ask them. If you are a Christian, however long you've been a Christian, be prepared to share your story. Maybe about how you became a Christian, but also about how God is working in your life today. We have no excuse. We can't say, I'm not good enough. I'm not intelligent enough. I don't know my Bible well enough. The Samaritan woman was an outcast in her society. She even went to the to get water in the heat of midday to avoid people. She met Jesus and within minutes was sharing her story. We really have no excuses. And we need to be enthusiastic. I don't mean over the top and gushing, but look at the Samaritan woman, the woman who'd avoided contact with others. She told her story in such a way that people were interested. They wanted to know more. They wanted to come and meet Jesus themselves. Do we speak about Jesus in a way that gets people interested and wanting to know more? And for me, that's one of the key ways to do it, is just what the woman did. She told her personal story, and that's what gets people interested. That's what we can do. We can't sit back and say, I don't know what to say. Because we all have a story to tell. It's personal, it's real, it's simply the story of how our lives have been changed and are continuing to be changed by knowing Jesus. It's just a conversation. It's really nothing to be afraid or worried about. It can start small. You know, what happened at church? A particular song that struck you? A summary of the sermon? I'm always amazed how interested people seem to be when they know I'm writing a sermon, or when I've been to church, when we're chatting on a Monday. Can I encourage you, or perhaps even challenge you, to this week talk to someone about your faith? Talk to someone about this service. You could even say, we were all challenged to talk to someone about the service this week, so I'm talking to you. You might be surprised where that leads. The next step when we have shared our story is to invite them to church. It doesn't have to be a service. It doesn't even have to be St. Pat's. But it's an invitation. For some, it will be an invitation to come to a service. But for others, they may not want to. But they'd be happy to come to a midweek group like TGI's, Wednesday Afternoon Fellowship, Lunch Club or Cameo. Places where they may not realise it, but they will meet Jesus for themselves through the people they meet in those places. And remember, it's okay if they say no. Just keep inviting. It'll surprise you to know there are a few occasions when I am lost for words. And you may be sat there thinking, it's all right for Tony. She's had training, she's chatty, she's outgoing. It's easy for her. Well, it kind of is. It does take courage to do it. But the more I've done it, the easier it gets. I wasn't always open about my faith. I used to not tell people I was a Christian. But now I'm very open about it. And it's just taking those opportunities when somebody asks you, how was your weekend, to just reveal a little bit about Jesus in my life. What I love about this passage is it makes it perfectly clear that all we need to do is share our testimony. Simply share how knowing Jesus has changed our lives. And who wouldn't want to share that? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for people we have met whose testimonies have had an impact on us. Thank you for those people's willingness to share their stories that helped us to know you better. Give us confidence to share our stories, to tell people about how you have changed our lives, to invite people to come and meet you for themselves. When we see an opportunity, give us courage to accept it. Give us the right words to say, and those we are speaking to, the ears to hear. May we not be discouraged if people aren't interested, but keep on sharing the good news with those we meet. Give us joy and grace in how we share so that those listening want to know more and come and meet you for themselves. Amen.